the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear but didn't hear it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today on this feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, grandparents of God, we have a chance to enter into their holy longing. For decades they prayed for a child, and God didn't bless them. But instead of quitting, they prayed all the more. As we see in the proto-gospel of St. James, which again isn't canonical, it was a Gnostic text, a lot of craziness in there. But even Unabomber manifestos can have some of the facts and names, right? That's where we get their names, and that's where we get some of the aspects of the tradition that would have been passed down and manipulated. But it said that Joachim went out into the desert to fast, to really pray with his body. And that Anne prayed a double lamentation, just weeping for a child that hadn't yet come, but not quitting. And little would they ever have guessed that God would not only bless them with a child, but bless them with a daughter who would be conceived like no one else in all of history, immaculately within Anne's womb. And from her would come not merely the long-awaited Messiah, but their Savior and the very Son of God, who would come from essentially the union of their two fleshes. Their prayers were answered far beyond their imaginings, but it was only after a long wait, a long period of perseverance. The Gospel today, Jesus describes that longing. Many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but didn't see it, to hear what you hear but didn't hear it. We have no evidence whatsoever that Joachim and Anne were around when Mary conceived and bore a son and named him Jesus. They longed to see it, but just like Abraham's long wait was rewarded, so Joachim's and Anne's long wait was rewarded far more even than Abraham. Just pause there for a second. And so what do we pray for? And how persevering are we in our prayer? When we're praying for something absolutely good and we're waiting and waiting and waiting, do we basically in discouragement quit? Or do we learn from Joachim and Anne to keep praying? Because God may have in store after decades of waiting something far greater. Second thing we see on this feast day is the role of wisdom in seniors. Today we remember grandparents in a special way on the Feast of the Grandparents of God. And we have this passage from the book of Sirach praising those godly men and women, our ancestors, whose virtues have not been forgotten, whose wealth, and this doesn't mean money and material possessions, but whose wisdom remains in their families as their most precious heritage. There's something about our vocations, sisters, that resembles very much the role of grandparents. St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI and Pope Francis all have instituted what I call a magisterium of senescence, pondering what it means to be faithful in old age. They turned to Simeon, for example, in the temple, and many other witnesses. But all three very much insist that they are the depositories of wisdom, and that all generations must look to that wisdom. For us, without the immediate care of our own children, people, no matter what our ages are, and it's harder the younger we are, look to us for that same wisdom. St. Jose Maria, when he was young, used to pray for the wisdom of an 80-year-old, so that as he was responding to God to found something when he was just 26 years old, that he would be able to do it with the wisdom of an elder. Our great inheritance, our great heritage, is in that wisdom that we've learned from God, that wisdom that we've learned from the saints, that the younger generations, even when they're older than us in birth, in dates of birth, that all of them need very much to hear. And they look to us, not necessarily for practical know-how, but they look toward us for that eternal wisdom that has so characterized the lives of the saints. Third thing we can ponder today is Joachim and Anne's great desire for a child. I would encourage you, if you're not already doing so, to use them as great intercessors to transform what seem to be contrary desires so often. When a mother doesn't want a child, or a biological father doesn't want to accept the child, pray through Joachim and Anne that the women and the men with whom you work are able to experience a little bit of their holy longing for children. As we come forward to receive the grandson who carried in his own flesh their very genes, but who also is the recipient through Mary of so much of their wisdom, we ask that we might long for what they longed and rejoice for what they longed to see but never beheld, this Lamb of God whom we're about to behold, who takes away the sins of the world.